Hey, beautiful humans. Today's episode sounds like bliss because I'm lifting the lid on something I've been working on. Let's talk about the moment I felt the goddess's hand on my back. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. My heart was thumping and I was angry, but my breath was calm and I could taste liberation. So close this time. So close to me, lingering in my nose, still requiring me to chew and spit out the bones and then swallow in good faith. In one moment, it seemed a kaleidoscope of memories lay out before me, time frozen as I acclimated to the intensity of this here reality. A fork in the road appeared in my mind, a fork I had seen many times before and veered off in the wrong direction due to naivety, avoidance, codependency. But the invitation for my 15 seconds of courage was nigh, and it was urgent. These are the moments that refine and define a woman's life. These are the moments that redefine her and all that she can be. And this moment wasn't just mine. It was an archetypal boom in the cosmos, a big bang in and of itself for all women too afraid to do the hard, necessary thing. I felt millions of women with me as I calmly packed my bag that afternoon. I felt the goddess with her hand gently pressed into the back of my heart as I pushed the gate open. I felt the huddle of hope around me in that car, almost as if every woman who wanted to draw strength from my strength was absorbing warmth from a fire, my fire, holding their breath as my key turned in the ignition, holding their breath because they feared that this would be just another detour down that shonky branch of that fork in that road. Another detour into simply taking some space and collecting some thoughts and taking some more responsibility for what was not ours, what was never ours to carry, for uttering apologies at circumstances unworthy. I could hear them urge, repeat, beg, drive. They needed proof that they could do it too. And as the keys turned into the door of my secret studio apartment, a cove of safety and retreat, and as I entered with tears of relief stinging my eyes, these women in my heart and all around me did the most unexpected thing. They danced, and I, salty and dehydrated from weeping, I joined them. The night I dissolved that contract, I danced in that little studio apartment until sweat ran down my thighs and down my back and sexual energy eclipsed me into tingles. All that power I had siphoned into trying to keep a tower without healthy foundations tall. Mine again, striking me like lightning coming home, humbling me with how worthy I felt to lay and stand and dance in the receivership of it, caressing that guilt right out of my bloodstream. Ah, my friends, g'day. G'day. The creative life takes on a whole different shape when a book is involved in your life and when a book starts to emerge. Everything slows down a little, and it must. Books, like businesses, of course, have their own life force, but books draw you in. And I have been in. I mean, I have been in it. I have been not so much on social media. I've been taking a break from the podcast, and I have been writing this book. And what you experienced and listened to then, that was all but an excerpt of it, which I felt really compelled to share with you. And the main reason I wanted to share that excerpt of it, which you will project what I just shared with you in whatever way that you like, in whatever way that serves you, or in whatever way that you perceive it. But the reason that I wanted to share that with you today was because I wanted you to know that there are moments in your life when you are making decisions and you may feel all alone, and you are so not alone. The goddess is there with her hand on your back. All those women who are in a similar situation to you, who want to make the decision that you're about to make, they're with you. And just like that huddle of hope in my car, you know, as I turned the ignition that afternoon, I felt the archetypal, mystical qualities in that moment. I knew that whilst those decisions that I was making at that point in my life were in honor of my own sovereignty and my own power, my own worth, my own future, I also knew that those decisions that I were making were stakes in the ground for women everywhere. You're not alone. And as we continue to rise, I think it's very important to know that big decisions that you are making for your creative freedom, for freedom in your body, for the ways in which you are freeing yourself from how enmeshed we are within cultures of oppression, misogyny, whatever they may be, a system of which we are all a part of. Know that you are a part of a web. Know that this decision that's unraveling for you, because you know, you very well may not be there yet, but you know, you have a feeling, you know that you're on the edge. Some of you listening here are listening along for entertainment. You're like, well, this is a really lovely, nice story. Others of you are listening along going, this is getting pretty uncomfortable because I'm not ready to hear this. And others of you are just so grateful that you're hearing this right now because you needed the reminder that we are all connected. Maybe you just needed to be reminded that there's a huddle of hope around you too, that the goddess is right beside you, that on the other side of this pain and discomfort, there's one hell of a dance party, and you can cry when you dance, and you can sweat when you dance, and you can weep, and you can howl, and you can laugh hysterically, knowing that you are bearing witness to you being a motherfucking rebel of light, claiming agency over your life, siphoning your power into you and your future and what serves you, breaking free of anything that soils your world with smallness. That sounds like a whole nice dessert-sized serving of bliss to me, my friends. I love you, and I will catch you back here next week. Bye-bye now. Beautifuls, thank you for being here and tuning back in. Thanks for being patient with me. I appreciate you and your presence like you simply wouldn't believe. If you found value in today's podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and share this episode on your social feed of choice. Instagram, of course, is my digital playground, and you can tag me there @Tara_Bliss. If you're feeling particularly generous, leaving a review on iTunes will help get these sounds into even more eardrums. So thank you in advance for that. For show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump on over to tarabliss.com.au/episode 14. That's episode and then the number 14. And subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment right here and right now. And remember, the goddess has her hand on your back, sister. Bye-bye now.